That wasn't what I was talking about.
What's the update on Jeff Green?
He's out. Yeah. So, hasn't passed the physical yet. And, you know, it's tough. So.
You thought you might know something. Do you have an update on
that? Yeah, I don't. But I haven't, honest to God, I haven't, we've been in basketball meetings today. And so, I'm sure they know. Yeah. Sorry, but I haven't even asked.
How are Rondo and Pierce doing?
They're out. Paul will be out until probably around Monday. That's what Eddie said. He thought he could possibly play, but why take the chance going from no practice to playing in an exhibition game? So we're probably going to leave him back. And Rondo is going to go through stuff today, but I'm not going to let him go through anything live. And for the open scrimmage tomorrow, we'll see. Rondo may play Sunday, but I don't know that. But Paul's definitely not.
Anybody else on the injured list?
Not that I know of. Sasha, I'm surprised he's not, but he's not, because he got flipped pretty bad in the air yesterday and landed on his hand, but it looks like he's going to give it a go. So, and then other than that, just same thing you hear everywhere else. Strains, pains, and poor play.
Josh, are you at the point now where you start thinking about not having Jeff for the start of the regular season?
Yeah. I mean, usually you've passed your physical by now. So, you know, listen, I'll give you guys more, you know, tomorrow for sure. But I've been around long enough to know if you haven't passed your physical yet, then there's something going on. And I just haven't found out, but I've been around long enough to know there's something going on.
So the results are in?
I'm assuming, yeah. But, you know, Danny, I haven't even talked to Danny, so he's over there. We'll talk
to him.
Once you're done. So
we'll get it from him.
Please do. And I'm assuming the results are in. I haven't checked, but I'm assuming they're in. So.
What's the reasoning for having practice over here today?
Because we need to be in this building more. And our opening night is, you know, with 5 days after opening, you know, the season opens, that's unusual. You know, we have a lot of new guys that haven't been in this building, on our side at least. And so I just thought it's a way of getting 3 days in a row. You know, today we're going to practice in the morning, and then we're going to play tomorrow. That'd be three straight days, you know, in this building, just so they can, when they do come back, then we'll have the exhibition game. So when they do come back on, when do we open, December 30th here, or whatever the day is, it won't be in a weight gym today.
Like every year you say you want to practice more in the garden.
Yeah.
It never happens.
It doesn't, Stephen. Usually it doesn't because we don't get the dates. You know, the Bruins were good to give us this. You know, it was in between games, and usually the days that they have to give us, we're traveling or something like that. So, I mean, last year was with gold. The practice here, we didn't do it once. I think we may have done it once. I don't even remember that.
The
open practice, that was it. I don't even know if that was here. But so this is nice to be able to do this.
So you'll practice here Saturday as well?
No, tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Oh, and tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, so that's three.
Oh, I thought you said my 3 days in a row.
No. That's okay.
That's why I'm checking.
Yeah, it was a good check, though.
Hey, Doc, in a larger sense, the league thing, are you happy to see that the Chris Paul thing is done finally?
I really could care less, you know, but I'm glad that all this, it's probably not all over. You know, there'll be more trades probably somewhere down the line from somebody. Listen, anytime you're talking about the league, I guess it's a good thing, you know, even if it is trade that didn't happen and then trades that happened and trades that were canceled. At least they were talking about our league.
The fact that
over Tebow, even. I mean, that's that's impressive.
The fact that it was the Chris Paul thing is done and you guys had some involvement there, does that at least make things rest a little bit easier?
No, I don't think anybody really cared about that, honestly. I mean, obviously, early on. Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's overplayed. I really do. I think early on, when his name was mentioned, probably a little, but after that, I think guys are, I've always said this, guys are more resilient than you guys think, you know. As long as they're playing, they're good.
Is since you brought up Tebow, can I ask you what you think about Tim Tebow?
Well, I love him. I know him. So I've known him for 4 years now, and you know, because of Urban, when at Florida, and so I'm really happy that he's doing well. So it's great.
Is the team you think you're going to have right now? I mean,
I think so. Yeah. You did,
right?
Yeah, I do. I like this team. I like our bench. You know, obviously, we have flaws. You know, we'd love to grow a little bit, but we're not. I think they're done, and their growth spurts are all over with at this point. It's at least upward, you know, for most of them. But, no, I like our team. We're always going to look to improve if we can. But right now, this is who we are.
Have any of the camp invites distinguished
themselves? Not really. I do like Steve. I can't even say his name, so I do. Yeah, that's what I call him. But I do like him a lot. You know, he hasn't really separated himself or anything, but I like some of the things he can do. I think we got to convince him what he can do. You know, he's actually a terrific shooter from the elbows. He's not a post player at all. But he's a terrific shot blocker. I mean, he blocks everything. And I mean, we got to get him comfortable just when he's open shooting. You know, I think it happens even with veterans. When you play with Kevin and Ray, Paul, and the guys on the floor, you almost feel like you're not worthy to take an open shot. You know, and I think he's in that phase right now.
Similar to maybe what Avery was going through as well?
Avery never has a problem shooting. That's the one thing with Avery. Avery, you just got to get him to play at the right speed.
Or I am just mean he had mentioned that he almost felt not worthy last year.
Yeah, I think they all do. Every rookie, Avery did last year. And Avery's in such a tough situation with the injury, too. So he probably had it going too, Pope. But other than that, the question about Steve, I think he has an excellent shot of sticking around.
Have you liked what you've seen from Marquise so far?
Yeah, I do. He's he's playing like Marquise, you know, if I get what I mean. I think he's a little more aggressive. You know, someone asked yesterday, can you tell any difference? I really can't, honestly. But I do think he's a little more aggressive, and that's a good thing. Thanks, everyone.
You're welcome.